crews from Wisconsin Public Service worked today to restore power to 50,000 customers in Appleton. 70 to 80 mile an hour winds tore through the region last night. Captain Michael Job is with the Outagamie County Sheriff's Department. He says no injuries were reported, but that property damage is being assessed by staff of the county and state departments of emergency management.
There are reports of barns completely flattened, some houses with roofs partially torn off. A lot of people lost siding, things like that. So there's considerable damage.
Also, to the east of Appleton, near the town of Maribel, a century-old building was toppled. The Maribel Caves Hotel was built in 1900 and survived several fires over the years. That's according to the head of the Manitowoc County Historical Society, Amy Meyer. Even though the three-story building was just a stone shell, she says it is an area landmark.
The one end of it is completely tore apart. The building was stones, so that's how the structure remains standing all throughout the fires. So on one side, the stones are all scattered on the grass, on the lawn, and then there's actually a portion of it that is still standing. And what's remarkable is there is a part of the building that says Maribel Caves Hotel 1900, and that part is relatively untouched. It's standing perfectly.
The hotel is privately owned, and its fate is unknown. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.